Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loweda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loweda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loweda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loweda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome to the Cross in Kerrville radio show today. Loweda, we're having back Randy and Susan Reed again this week, and we've been speaking with them some of their experiences at the cross. Before we do that, talk to me a little bit about your music, because I know your music is very important to you, and where is that going, and what's happening with that?
Yes, I love to lead worship, and our praise team and I, we have the honor of the past several Easters to lead worship up at the
cross. I've been
here,
freezing to death,
right?
But I was here.
Sunrise service, there's nothing like it. It's beautiful, but it can sometimes be a little chilly, but it's worth coming to. But we just love lifting up Jesus, and one of our favorite places to lead worship is at the Coming King Sculpture Prayer
If you
Garden.
Can't get excited when you're Easter morning,
oh,
and
I'm
you're putting
you.
That music out there, then you're dead.
God is good. God is good.
Well, let's talk again to our guests this week, Randy and Susan Reed. Go ahead and introduce them.
Well, Randy and Susan are both tour guide chaplains at the Cumming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, the foundation. And also, Randy is the maintenance supervisor. And Susan is blessing my own ministry, Loretta Roschke Ministries, by being one of our prayer ministers that answers phone calls when people call in after watching our TV show and get to pray with them. So appreciate both of you for what you're doing for the kingdom of God. You are both amazing. You're a blessing from the Lord. Thank you so much. And welcome today.
Thank you.
Well, Randy, I would like for you to share something that I know a lot of people can relate to and will really help them. God sets you free from cigarettes. And my husband was a smoker for many, many years. And so was my mother and different ones. And they say it is almost the hardest thing on earth to get set free from, but God. And I want you to share with me what God did.
Well, I started smoking cigarettes when I was 10 years old.
Wow.
And I'm 61 now. And I used to buy cigarettes at the hospital in the waiting room for 35 cents a pack.
Wow.
In the machine.
Mm.
And we'd sneak around and smoke. And finally, I was up to smoking a pack and a half a day, chained to them. Mm-hmm. I'd have to leave the room. If I was at a funeral, I might have to go outside and smoke a cigarette before I go back in.
Mm-hmm.
Or weddings, whatever. It's just, I was chained to them. I had to do what that tobacco wanted me to do.
Exactly.
And when I started working at the Cross, Max saw me smoking one day. And he came over and asked, Randy, would you like for me to pray that you quit smoking those cigarettes? And I said, no, thank you. I'm not ready to quit.
That's honesty right there, brother.
Well, I wasn't. You can't, if you're not ready to quit something, you can't do it.
Oh, so
but
true.
There came a time I couldn't get rid of a cough. I stayed sick all the time. And I knew it was time for me to give up the cigarettes. So I asked him again one morning. We were gathered up by the Mother Mary sculpture one morning and having a meeting. And I informed them it was time for me to quit the cigarettes. Would they all pray for me? And they prayed for me that day. I had a pack left, smoked that pack, and hadn't touched them.
Praise God. And how long ago was that?
He didn't tell you in his dreams he was seeing the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. Probably. How long has that been?
I would say it's probably been about a year and a half, something like that.
Wow. Yes. Praise God.
So, yes. God is good.
What would you say to a smoker that they feel like, I have tried so many times. I have tried Nicorette. I've tried patches. I've tried everything you can think of. And I can't get free from it. And I've smoked for so many years. So I'm just going to keep on doing it because I don't feel like it'll ever change.
Well, get the true desire to change in your heart and you can give up anything. Jesus broke the chains. He is a chain breaker.
Amen.
He gives us the desires of our heart. He can change our desires.
Yes.
Come on. That's good.
Don't rely on your own strength because we can't do it in our own strength. Yes. Every one of us fail.
Yeah.
So he can bring you through anything and he can fight those battles for you. Take them to him. You fall, get up again, try it again. Just keep trying is the main thing, and he can deliver you.
Well, and you know, the name of Jesus is above and more powerful than the name of cigarettes, cancer, you know, depression, suicide. The name of Jesus over and above it all, and the name of Jesus can break it off of you in the blood of Jesus. And so, in fact, I'm just going to take just a moment. Lord, I just pray that anybody listening, Lord, that needs to be set free from cigarettes or any other addiction, Father, we just declare the name of Jesus over them. We decree freedom over them in the name of Jesus. We right now believe you to break off the desire, break off the addiction, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would immediately set them free, and Lord, that they will give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. We declare freedom to them in Jesus' name. Amen. What Amen. God did for Randy, God will do for you.
Amen.
Well, Miss Susan, you have an amazing story too. I love the different stories. Y'all are a wealth of knowledge about what's happened at the Cross. And it's so cool. And it brings glory to God and it gives hope to other people, right?
Yes,
so
absolutely.
So you were telling me about a young boy that was bathed in the Shekinah glory of God. Tell us about that.
Actually, that's Randy's story and I'll let him share that. But I will say that for myself, I never experienced the Shekinah glory. I mean, I'd heard about it. I'd read about it. but it wasn't real to me. And I went to the Easter, the 2015 was the first time that we came to it. And, Max was praying and talking about it. And so, I was just receiving everything that was being said. And then all of a sudden I just kind of casually looked down at my hands and my hands were just glistening. I looked on my body and my body was just glistening. And I'm like, wow. Wow, God, this is amazing. And I was just so overwhelmed by it. But I, you know, from what I've understand and the stories I've heard, it happens a lot
yes,
up there.
Yes, it does.
And so I'll let Randy share about the young man and when he got it.
Yeah. One afternoon, I was working in the parking lot and Max came driving through and stopped to talk, see how I was doing. And while we were speaking, there was a busload of basketball players, high school basketball players, junior high guys, maybe.
How cool.
And Max hollered at one of them, "Hey, did you get any of that Shekinah gold dust on you?" And the guy looked at him like, "What are you talking about?"
Was this the kid?
He was probably in maybe young high school, freshman or sophomore. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "What are you talking about?" And Max said, "Look at your hands." And he looked down at his hands and his mouth just fell open. He had it all over him. He couldn't say anything. He was showing it to all his buddies and they were just all like, wow. And he was literally covered in it. I'll never forget that. It was hilarious.
Oh, I love
it. The look
it.
On his face when he discovered it was just...
And how amazing for a young person to get that.
Yes.
I mean, to have an encounter with God and the miraculous, the Shekinah glory of God, how that will change their lives.
You know, hearing him say this, one of the advantages that they have is that they're there all the time and they get to see it. And I've been up here a few times. If you're listening right now and you're looking for something different to do, or if you got a loved one or something or special that you want to bless, come up to Kerrville and get a room and stay 3 or 4 days and just go up there every day. And the inspiration and the blessings will become from these people that you meet, because you meet all these neat and wonderful people.
Yeah.
And you go up there with the idea that you need help. And I've done that before where I'm asking God to help me, but I end up talking to others that need a lot more help than I do. And it makes you feel good that you can be there to help direct them to that source, which they know is there, but sometimes they're blind. They don't see it. So it's a great experience to come up here for 3 or 4 days. And then you'll get some things like Randy and Susan do when they hang out all the time.
Mm-hmm. And you know, they're coming by the busloads.
Yes.
They're coming to, I mean, they don't, a lot of times the Coming Kings Culture Prayer Garden office, they don't even know they're coming. They'll just look up, oh, there's 50 people just got off a bus and they're up. We need pure tour guide chaplains, more.
Yes.
And they just come because God is the best PR person in the world.
Yes.
I mean, the Holy Spirit will just tell other people about it. And you know, just gets word of mouth. And of course, it's all over TV now and the internet. But they're coming by the groves because there's a supernatural hunger being created in people, whether they know God or not, being stirred up in them. And God is sending them to the cross.
And that's the miracle. It doesn't make any difference if you're listening right now, whether you know God or not. If you there, you're going to know him, whether you want to or not.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're going to have an encounter with him.
Right.
You can make
encounter.
That choice then to accept him as Savior.
Absolutely.
And so you see, I'm sure, Randy, busloads all the time coming. And what happens when they first get off and you look up and there's all these people descending, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people. What happens?
Well, they usually stop at the Fisher of Men sculpture, the first one there.
That's an awesome one.
As soon as I see them, I just pray, Father, pour out your spirit on these people.
Mm.
Let them have a encounter with you and a good trip up here. And the Holy Spirit does all the work. I just stand back and pray. But if you're driving an 18-wheeler, be careful on that last curve because it's a doozy. We had one get stuck up there.
I remember that. It was a miracle of God to get it out.
Amen.
You know? That is so funny. Well, Dawn Kennedy has a little testimony about the Shekinah glory up there, too.
I do. And I have to admit, I was one of the ones that didn't believe in it the very first time I heard about it. I was like, do what? But just the other day, I was having a particularly bad day. I had something come against me that kind of threw me off, and I just needed to gather my thoughts. And I knew that if I went up to the cross that I could just get some peace. You know, I just needed to run up there. I just needed that special presence. And I ran up there and I went and sat at the Divine Servant sculpture. And I just said, Lord, I know you're with me. You never leave me or forsake me according to your word. But Father, I just need to see your glory right now. And Lord, would you just bless me with your glory? Would you just show up with me right here, right now? And he did. He just began, my hands began to glitter and my clothes even began to glitter. And then I just went into the cross and worshiped him and thanked him. And all I needed to, I just needed that supernatural blessing just for a minute. And he's good like that. You know, when you just feel alone and you need that extra comfort, you know, run up to the cross, run to God, because he will bless you and show you how mighty and good he is.
Don Kennedy, thank you for being with us this week and our visitors' comments. And Randy and Susan Reed, we appreciate both of you for your sharing your testimonies today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Because it's very special and very meaningful. And Randy and I don't know Susan as well, but I know Randy. We've encountered each other many, many times.
Yes, sir.
And give each other a hug and love each other. And I can't say how much I appreciate what you do up there and the things that you do. I know about it and I see it and I appreciate it. And thank you both.
Remember, God is love. That's what he is. He can't be anything different from that. And he loves all of us.
Amen.
Loretta, Roshki, you've got a great radio and TV program going. When is that?
The radio show is the Be Free Radio Show. It airs on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on KERV AM 1230. And then
that's
here in Kerrville. And then my TV program, the Be Free TV program, airs on the Impact Christian Network 5 times a week. And you can find out all those times and other resources on my website at louada.org, louada.org.
Okay. Now, if people are listening too and they want to come to the cross, we've got some information on how they can go to a website and they can contact some people in our office and find out some details, especially if they're going to bring up large groups. It's probably a good idea to let us know ahead of time. How do they reach us if they want to contact us?
They can go to thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or they can call the office at 830-928-7774 and get all that information.
Give the number one more time.
830-928-7774.
And it's not hard to find us.
No, it's at 520 Benson Drive, Kerrville, Texas, right off the interstate. You look up and you see this massive, awesome 77.7-foot Core 10 red blood steel cross.
Gets you excited when you just see it, doesn't it?
I mean, you just drive by. I mean, you just go, I've got to figure out how to get up there, you know.
Yeah, and we've had people just driving off the freeway coming up there.
Right.
Not even know what it was.
Yeah. Just being drawn, attracted by the cross. The cross is very attractive.
All right, our phone number one more time.
830-928-7774.
Randy and Susan Reed, thank you. Here's Don Kennedy and our visitor's comments.
Hello. Junior Birch from Phoenix, Arizona said on TripAdvisor, awesome place to reflect on God's love. Since we were vacationing in Texas, we decided to spend time at the prayer garden and were not disappointed. The cross is an awesome sight that can be seen from the interstate. When we arrived, we were greeted by a person who welcomed us and gave us some information. Scriptures are embedded in the stone all around the site, and prayers were written on stones surrounding the area too. There are stones and Sharpies with which you can write your own prayers and set them down among the others. There is also a timeline and information about the site, including the sculpture's information, costs and future plans pending support from donors. As a believer in Christ, this was an uplifting stop that I recommend for everyone, whether a follower of Christ or not. It's a very peaceful place to refocus and reflect on the most significant person in life and history. Linda N. from Austin said on TripAdvisor, definitely worth a stop. Bring a marker. Allow time to stroll, read, reflect, pray, and open your heart. Especially spend time alone inside the giant cross. There is definitely a powerful spirit in that space. Find an available prayer rock and add your own prayer to the many already around. Also noted that some people had brought or purchased handmade dedication crosses in remembrance of loved ones, which was also nice. Love is the answer. Gooch Cook from San Antonio said, it takes more time to see the garden than I expected. It's very touching, very impressive. The Lion of Judah bronze is just stunning. I greatly appreciate all you have done here. When you come in the gate, you feel the presence of God. It's absolutely worth the trip. The sculptures are exquisitely well done, really powerful, just overwhelming, really magnificent. Everything is top quality. Larry and Jolynn Hensley of El Campo, Texas said, "Our visit in April of 2018 was an amazing spiritual time well spent on our spring vacation. Hope to return to the new additions. A job well done." Patricia Harrington of San Marcos said, "Love coming here. Awesome tribute to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you. Love the expansion since I was here last." And finally, Cal and Jan Elliott of Spring Branch, Texas, said, "Very much enjoyed the garden. Made me feel even closer to my Lord and Savior. Thanks for building this with His support."
We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.